I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, March 23rd. Governor Baker has ordered all non-essential businesses to cease in-person operation and is directing the Department of Public Health to issue a stay-at-home advisory for the next 2 weeks. The order also updates the assembly order to limit gatherings to 10 people or fewer. The order takes effect at noontime on March 24th and runs through noontime on April 7th. Businesses are encouraged to continue operations remotely. The order does not apply to essential services, including grocery stores, pharmacies, convenience stores, public works, waste collection, law enforcement, public safety, first responders, financial services, communications and information technology, and other essential services. One of the five people who have died from coronavirus in Massachusetts was from Quincy. Health Commissioner Ruth Jones announced that the elderly gentleman in his 80s died at a Boston hospital over the weekend. The man had a pre-existing health condition. Jones says there are currently 16 cases of confirmed coronavirus in Quincy, with one under investigation. There are also 60 Quincy residents who are self-monitoring for signs of the virus. Jones says her office workers and first responders are seeing a shortage of personal protective equipment due to the pandemic. Jones says her office is now being staffed 24 hours a day as the crisis unfolds. Quincy City Council approved $500,000 from the snow and ice removal budget to be used to purchase personal protective equipment for Quincy's first responders as they ramp up for the coronavirus pandemic. The money will also be used to pay overtime costs and could be used to purchase a tent for a drive-through testing site for the virus in Quincy if deemed necessary by the state. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, March 23rd.